from the start. You were a thief, you stole my heart. And I, your willing victim, I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty. And with every touch you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep. Oh, oh, things you never say to me. Oh, oh, tell me that you've had enough of our love.
It's been Twist of both of you. So come on, not here to get you riled up or angry or frustrated. I am here to help you connect heart to heart with the important people in your life, to remember to reach for the stars, to dream big, to never give up. That's what my job is. You're listening to Delilah.
Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
There's no better time than the new year to resolve to protect your identity and finances. LifeLock makes it easy to help protect your identity and financial future. LifeLock monitors your accounts and credit and detects potential threats to your identity that you may miss on your own. And if you do become a victim of ID theft, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Plus, all plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning you'll be reimbursed up to your plan limits for funds lost due to identity theft. LifeLock is the New Year's resolution that's easy to keep. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com and use promo code LOVE to save up to 25% off your first year. That's LifeLock.com, promo code LOVE to save 25%.
KCST.
Remember how it all began? It just seemed like heaven, so I did it. Do you remember? Back in the fall, I remember it again.
I'm a lawyer, and I was a victim.
I'm a mom, and I'm still trying to undo the damage.
According to research from the Star Debit and ATM Network, 1 in 6 people are victims of identity theft, and the newest scam is phishing, spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, a deceptive way criminals lure people into giving out personal and financial information.
I'm in construction.
I'm a nurse.
I work with computers every day, and I was a victim.
I clicked on an email link that I thought was from my bank. It took me to a website that looked just like my bank.
The caller said he was from my mortgage company, and I believed him.
Be on guard. Treat unexpected requests for information with suspicion. Contact your trusted financial institution or other business directly if you suspect a request is not legitimate. Secure tools like your PIN number help keep your transactions safe. Don't give out your passwords and other private information to anyone fishing for it. Visit phishinginfo.org to learn more. A message from the National Consumers League.
Imagine waking up in the morning and discovering your child has a high fever, can't eat or drink, and is so lethargic she can't walk. Now imagine realizing that you don't have the necessary $5 to have her seen at the local medical clinic. Or imagine holding your son who's burning up with fever from malaria and not being able to spend the $12 on medicine that would save his life. This is a reality for mothers every day in a refugee camp in West Africa. That's where I spend my vacations, working with those parents and children in an organization I founded years ago called Point Hope. Thankfully, we've made a huge difference with your help. We're providing fresh water, nutrition, medical assistance, education, skills training for adults, agriculture and horticulture education, and many, many more services to build a strong community for a population devastated by war, disease, and poverty. To find out how you can help, go to pointhope.org. Be a voice for a forgotten child today. That's pointhope.org.
Mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger. Pushing each other to the limits, we were learning quicker. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me. Cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. Before the morning sun when life was lonely. Once I was 20 years old. Only see my goals, I don't believe in failure. Cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor. And if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. I was writing about everything I saw before. Songs have been sold. We've traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. I'm still learning about life. My woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me. Some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. My brother, I'm still savvy. Soon I'll 60 years old, my daddy got 61. Remember life and then your life becomes a better one. I made a man so happy when I wrote a letter once. I hope my children come and visit once or twice a month. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. since I was 7 years old. Mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Once I was 7 years old.
Maritza, what can I do for you?
Delilah, I would like to dedicate a song to my beautiful children.
All right, tell me your children's names and who you love.
Their names are John Christian and Sarah, and I'm the luckiest mom on earth to have them as my own. I'm very proud of them. I'm lucky enough that not only am I their mom, but I'm also their teacher. So I have the greatest two students in class. And I'm lucky enough to be their mom. I'm the one that's blessed.
Do you homeschool them or do you teach at a school that they are students at?
No, I teach at a school that they are students at.
You teach at a school, so are they twins?
No, they're not. My daughter's 8 and my son is 10, but it's a classroom that has 1st through 4th grade in.
And what song do you want to hear for the kids you love so much?
I hope you dance. I want them to know that no matter where mommy is, here or anywhere else, that I'm always going to love them.
I will play a great song for you.
Thank you so much.
Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out.
been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Yes, he's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Most variety